Is this on? It must be. The announcement in the bulletin says that I'm doing the children's story, but I have an illustrious assistant leader here, Paul Davis, and he is going to be helping me today. And I suppose one of the reasons is that Paul loves to talk, and this is one place where he can't get into trouble talking. Okay, we're going to be talking about flowers this morning. And I don't know if you guys have been out at all yet, taking hikes or anything, but as you walk out there, you're going to see all these wildflowers out there. There's shooting stars and star thistles and poppies. Now, I came from California, and in California, they have poppies that just fill whole fields. And when you get out there, it just looks like gold. So, I mean, we're going to learn about some flowers this morning, and I'm going to let Paul take over here. And as, when he gets done, I get to say something. He told me not to say too much.
Well, for the first part of it, we took a vase, of course. Then we put some coloring into it with water, about half full. Then we put the flowers in. Now, they're supposed to change, but they didn't exactly change, except for that one. It changed. You can see the different colors in it.
Oh, yeah. Look at the colors. Grab a flower. Come on, bring some down.
Glide Wildflower Show, I think, is this...
Today?
Is this very
good? I'm not really sure. Now, the lesson of this is that that vase over there that has the colored flowers, see, like this, and then those are the supposed to be the bad people, colored, not very good. And then if you're good and you come along, white flower, you're going to turn bad. That's what the food coloring does. So if you're bad and you go to good people, you're eventually going to turn good. So that's the object lesson to be good.
All right.
And in these, exactly.
Here, let them smell these and see how nice they are. What do you think? You guys, you smell any of the really good flowers here?
I think
you
smell.
What do they smell like?
Exactly. Except there's one problem. Those are fake. So, if you look into these red flowers here, just take a look at them and dig through them. Can you find a stem? Not in the base, in the red flowers. See, there's the base. Now, that's hollow. So, if it's hollow, that means it's fake. So, if you look nice, but are bad on the inside, you're going to just be hollow like that stem. So, if you're going to be nice, you've got to look nice and have a good stem that's not hollow.
I want you guys to take a look at these. Now, when I run them around for you to smell, what did they smell like? Did they smell good like the other ones?
No.
But you know what? From a ways away, I mean, in the audience there, don't they look pretty? You know, sometimes things look really pretty, but inside there's just nothing of value. These are fake flowers, just plastic. They lack a few things that most flowers have. Now, flowers are pretty, but they're more than just pretty. Paul, bring over the tall, skinny glass there. If you look at this, We started out with a pretty yellow flower there, and now it has green in it. Did you know that this flower sucked that water right up inside and brought it clear out to the leaves? If I put those plastic flowers in the water, do you think that they would do that? They don't do anything except sit there and get dusty. Now, what happens when these get older? You notice that the flower petals are all falling off the yellow one. Is that good? I don't know. Because when all of those fall off of it, it shows that something has happened in this flower here that doesn't happen in the plastic flake ones. This flower is doing something. When the leaves all fall off of it, it's not done. Inside, it's making seeds. Now, what are you going to do next year when you want to have brand new, fresh plastic flowers? Do the plastic ones next year have seeds?
No.
Not a single seed out of the plastic flowers. And yet this one here, and when it seems like it's dead, you tear it all to pieces and inside you'll find seeds all over the place. Now, the flower had to die, yeah? That's not good, is it? I don't know. Sometimes things have to die in order for something good to happen. It's good, right? You know what? We can learn something about Jesus here, can't we? Because when Jesus came here, he was beautiful. His character was beautiful. And when his character is beautiful like that, you just want to be like him, right? But what happened to him? Did he live forever here, or did something happen? Jesus had to die, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And when Jesus died, something good happened. It was like the seeds growing in your plant right here. Those seeds couldn't happen without a death. The flower died and the seeds lived on. And with that, you end up with a whole bunch more later. And when
then,
Jesus died... When Jesus dies, you think a whole bunch of people are going to try to be like him, just like the seeds? And the whole world can get filled full of people just like you. You're like seeds of Jesus. Because you are going to be like him someday, right? And not just someday. You can be like him right now because you don't have to be really smart to be kind. And you look around. There's older people here. Are they beautiful? I mean, this flower is beautiful, right? Older people's character shows through. When you go to grandma's house, you're going to see beauty because grandma's loving and kind. She doesn't have to be like a movie star. She's beautiful because what she is and her character shows in her face. And you'll be that way too. When you're young, you can be beautiful. And when you're old, you can be beautiful. And when Jesus died, he gave us this, just like the flowers have seeds. And those plastic ones, they look pretty, but there's nothing to them.
And there's no seeds.
That's right. Now, we're going to send back some flowers with you. So Paul's going to help me clip some flowers. We've been very careful. I told Paul not to pull them clear out or you'll have a whole bunch of nice food coloring on your white shirts and dresses. So we're going to try to do this and not get you in trouble. Every once in a while, we do get in trouble. I remember taking the kids out on a walk one time and they came back with their nice clothes with mud on them. So... Nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? Now, when you look at this flower, I want you to think about it. This flower represents you, doesn't it? Because you're like Jesus, you're alive now, and someday you're going to be sharing things with the whole world. These seeds are really important.
If you want to food color these things, just put a little bit of food coloring in, something like this type. In this one, you have assortment of colors, blue, red, green, and yellow. Now, this one's yellow and so on. So they have different colors. You can see what type of colors they come out as. Does everyone have a flower?
Did we get them all?
Okay.
Did she eat hers? I don't know. Let's pick one more. If you can clip one, I don't think she got one, or either that or she ate it. One of the two. We could try.
Here's something edible.
You want to clip this one off, Paul? Paul, clip that one off. The last should be first. Okay, here we go. Just a second here. We can give her just celery. We got another one for you here. There you go. Thank you very much for coming up here. And I hope you guys remember. We're in trouble. We're dropping petals of flowers all over the floor. Yeah. Can we have a second help with the juniors here? Have them all come up and help us move things before we spill whole glasses full of food coloring on the floor.